The relationship between President Bush and Mexico's President Vicente Fox has been chilly lately. Fox is trying to make amends. Commentator Ruben Navarrete says the two countries have mutual interests and should take the immigration issue back to the table.
Every few days, there's another horrible story about illegal immigrants dying in rail cars or in big rigs as they are smuggled into the United States. Mexican President Vicente Fox is using those deaths to pressure the Bush administration into signing an immigration accord. Fox insists it would prevent such tragedies in the future. To see people die following their dream is very sad, Fox recently told the Washington Post. Something must be done. The Mexican president wants more work visas issued to the people of his country so that entering the United States is safe and orderly. He also wants a kind of amnesty for some of the 4 to 5 million Mexicans living here illegally. It wasn't so long ago that the Bush administration wanted the same things. Mexican workers tantalize U.S. business interests, which have an insatiable appetite for cheap labor. And President Bush's supporters thought amnesty for Mexican immigrants would win Hispanic voters. But then came the war on terrorism. Fox blew most of his capital with the Bush administration when Mexico did not rush to our aid after September 11, 2001. He blew the rest when Mexico opposed the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Now things are so tense between the world leaders, formerly known as the Two Amigos, that when the White House skipped its annual Cinco de Mayo celebration, folks in both countries called it an insult. If so, it was a minor one. For something really insulting, check out what some members of Congress are up to. They want to hinge any immigration agreement on Mexico allowing U.S. investment in its state-run oil company, Petróleos Mexicanos, or Pemex. What a horrible idea! The dialogue with Mexico was never about oil, something that happens to be a sacred cow south of the border. It's always been about labor and immigrants and the mutual needs of both countries, and it should stay that way. Why don't both countries quit their posturing and admit how much they need one another? Every year, millions of Mexican immigrants, legal and illegal, join the U.S. workforce and do every job imaginable. And every year, those immigrants pump into the Mexican economy nearly $10 billion. President Bush needs to bring in Mexico from the cold and put the United States back at the negotiating table. President Fox needs to understand this. He can best protect his people by creating enough opportunities at home so that they aren't dying to leave.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.